Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm Joe Gill. It's brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. This past week, we visited with fellow farm broadcaster Carrie Martin from the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network. And boy, Texas ranchers and farmers feeling a lot of stress because of the heat, a lot of drought setting in the state of Texas. Carrie says it's very hot.
Well, let me tell you what, buddy. This is a new definition of hot. It is hot, it is dry, and it seems like there is no end to the drought and the heat in every single corner of the Lone Star State right now.
I mean, you mentioned Texas, too, and you're not, of course, you know, immune to warm temps and dry conditions, but this is at a different level.
Yeah, this is definitely a different level. You know, the last time we had a bad drought here in Texas was in 2011. And I have to talk to so many farmers across this state who have said, not only does this remind them of 2011, this is worse than 2011. This drought set in here in Texas actually last fall. It quit raining around September and October in a lot of places. And we haven't gotten substantial rains in a lot of places in Texas, you know, in several months. And the heat has set in here. I have lost track of how many days we have had here in Central Texas, where I'm at in Waco, above 100 degrees. But I looked at the 10-day forecast yesterday. Every single day for the next 10 days, the forecast says we're going to be triple digits and higher.
Carrie, what does this mean for agriculture? First of all, from a livestock perspective, one, you need something for them to munch on. Number two, you need water for them to drink, and that's something that's few and far in between here.
Well, you know, with Texas being the number one cattle state, it definitely takes a toll on the cattle industry. You may have seen on social media or in the news the stories of these long, long lines at auction barns all across Texas. You know, we've got a lot of auction barns out in the country, and yeah, for the last 2 weeks, the lines waiting to drop cattle off have been huge. A lot of these auction barns may run, say 1,000 head a week normally. That number is now 2,000 or better. So the numbers have more than doubled at a lot of our auction barns. And really one of the sad things is a lot of these cattle going to the auction right now are mama cows. You know, back in the springtime is when our producers started actually culling, you know, culling off the older ones, the ones, you know, that you may need to get rid of, maybe getting rid of some calves early. Now we're down to cutting into the breeding cow herd. Guys have simply run out of grass. They've run out of hay. They've run out of feed. And they've run out of water. I mean, a lot of these cow herds just depend on stock ponds, you know, for water. And those stock ponds have dried up. So we're seeing huge numbers of mama cows going to the auction barn. And that, Joe, could affect your producers right there in Minnesota because I mentioned earlier this 2011 drought. Well, when we had this 2011 drought and we sold off a huge number of our cow herd here in Texas, the years that followed, 2013, 2014, 2015, that was reflected in those years because we had a much smaller calf herd. And if you'll remember those years, we had record cattle prices everywhere. And so I think we're setting up for that exact same scenario where we're cutting into this big cow herd we have here in Texas, and that's going to affect the cattle market here in the next 2, 3, 4 years.
Yeah, definitely a domino effect, that's for sure. Carrie Martin joining us, farm broadcaster with the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network. That domino effect, and when you look at it from a farmer-rancher perspective, as I know and you know, Carrie, it takes years to build up your herd and your genetics, and to sell 1 year doesn't mean you just pick up where you left off the next year.
Exactly. You know, like I said, we're cutting into the cow herd that guys have been building on, you know, in some cases for generations. So, yeah, this is something serious. You know, a lot of times when you talk about cutting back, you know, you cut out the fat. Well, we're not cutting the fat anymore. We're cutting into the meat here. And so it's going to have an effect for several years to come.
Carrie, finally, crops in Texas. What's that situation like?
Well, our biggest row crop here in Texas is cotton. In fact, we grow half of the nation's cotton crop right here in Texas. And, boy, it is a dismal situation. I did a couple of interviews yesterday. Talked to a cotton farmer in the Lubbock area. Lubbock, Texas, and the surrounding counties is considered the largest cotton patch in the world, the biggest concentration of cotton on planet Earth right there around Lubbock, Texas. The producer I talked to yesterday was telling me about how all of his dry land cotton is gone and most of his irrigated cotton is gone. Now, Lubbock is in a kind of an arid, almost desert-like area, but there is an extensive infrastructure of irrigation out there that those producers depend on. But as much as 30% of the irrigated cotton has now been abandoned because they simply cannot pump water fast enough to keep up with the crop needs and the loss they're getting from these triple-digit temperatures. So, you know, it's, I think it's understandable that they're losing dry land cotton, but when you start losing a huge chunk of the irrigated cotton, you know it's really bad.
Finally, too, Kerry, are you seeing other surrounding states very similar, like Oklahoma and such? Are they experiencing pretty much what you guys are in Texas, too?
You know, to an extent, you know, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Louisiana, our surrounding states are definitely feeling it, but I don't think they're feeling nearly as severe as we are here in Texas. I think they've gotten lucky and gotten a few rains here and there where they needed them, but it's definitely hot and dry in those surrounding states, but I don't think it's quite as bad. They haven't had it as long as we have here in Texas.
Kerry Martin, farm broadcaster at the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network, joining us and giving us some firsthand insight into what farmers and ranchers are experiencing in Texas with that current and continuing drought. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service.